John Mark McMillan, song called Economy, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 6:32 now. Steve-O in studio. For some reason, it feels really early today, and I have no idea why. I'm excited for today, though. Maybe it's because I got a text at like midnight. Aaron Gillespie in town. Flight got in really, really late, but he's a trooper and amazing. And him and his crew will be on the show this morning in studio live. So if you have a question for Aaron Gillespie, if there's something you've always wanted to ask him, the listener lightning round, something we always do with artists here on Static Radio. Get your questions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. As I said, he will be on the show 9 a.m. our time, so Mountain Standard Time, in case you're listening on the app or the World Wide Web or whatever means you would be listening to Static Radio, because there's a lot of those. It's been a good week, man. We've had Ryan Clark from Demon Hunter on. Steven from Amberlin came through yesterday. And Aaron Gillespie on the show today. So it's been a packed week. We'll have our dear friend Mish in studio here in just a few moments. And speaking of Steven, talked to him yesterday about something very, very cool Amberlin is doing involving fans singing on the new Amberlin record. We'll talk about that coming up because that's pretty sweet. Right now, speaking of, Steven and Amberlin, Micah Talks, guitar player for Anchor and Braille, Steven Christian's side project. Is this all coming full circle? Micah Talks now, Restless Soul. Static, good morning. Deus Vale, Light is Air, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. It's early. I need to wake up. Ah!
I feel the same way.
Hey, Michelle!
Hey!
It's Thursday, dude. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like we should definitely be awake since it's Thursday, but it's proving otherwise.
It really is. So, big day, though. I got to text at, like, midnight, which I'm sure I will discuss with this person when he gets in the studio, but Aaron Gillespie.
He's coming in?
Yeah.
Nice. I was wondering if he would.
Yeah, he'll be here at 9. Texted last night.
Oh, yeah. When I'm already gone, no big deal.
Yeah, you're already going to be gone. Ray Del Toro in studio this morning. He's going to be on the big
RDT.
Show.
RDT.
Yeah.
Did you know that his wife's initials are the same?
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, I just realized yesterday I put it together that their names combined is Rachel Ray.
Oh, come on. That's like the first thing I said when I found out they were dating.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know these things. I'm locked in a studio.
You're,
all right?
You talk for a living. You have to do these funny things for a living.
Yeah. I'm trying to branch out, you know? And so I went to lunch and hung out with our dear friend Ray yesterday. And, yeah.
Did he reveal wisdom to you?
Yeah, actually.
Oh,
fried
good.
Tofu?
Huh.
I'd never had it before. And I hate tofu because it's like SpongeBob.
Yeah,
it's like eating
it
SpongeBob.
Is. I've tried to like it. I have tried for the sake of being like...
You need to try it fried. I had fried tofu yesterday for the first time in history ever, and it was delicious.
Dude, I don't know.
Well, I shouldn't say that. It tasted like nothing, but the sauce that you dip it in was delicious.
The sauce in the fried part?
Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah. The tofu, not so much. So, it was like fried water. You couldn't even really...
That's disgusting.
I'm not a tofu person.
I guess I'm not either. You know what? I don't mind it like when I'm having that miso soup.
Right.
I don't mind that just because it's already like... The flavor is like inside the tofu already.
Right.
But... Fried tofu. What is it flavored like?
I don't know. It was interesting. We had really yummy Thai food.
Mm,
I'm a fan of Thai food.
Me too.
So took me to a place that I already knew of.
Oh wow. Yeah, Ray doesn't know anything new. Sorry about him.
What?
I'm just kidding. Did you know about it? Did you really know about it?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was absolutely incredible, and hung out and had a good time. And he's going to be on the show today. And I gotta be honest though, I'm pretty stoked for Aaron coming in studio this
morning. Dude, he's a cool dude. One time he came in and said, "Hey, I'm Aaron," and then told me all about Birchwood.
All right.
White Birchwood.
See, why aren't you here in the 9 o'clock hour?
I don't know.
Because you have to answer phones and do real things.
He'll probably tell me about White Birchwood again.
Yeah, so he'll be here this morning. If you have a question for Aaron, we always do the listener lightning round, and we want your good questions. So I already posted it on Facebook this morning.
Oh, wow.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get your questions in now for the listener lightning round.
Good questions.
Good questions. Yeah, we had Ryan Clark from Demon Hunter on this week, and if you missed that, the audio is up at our Facebook page, and you can check it out. Thanks to Douglas for liking it.
I was like, wow, that's helpful.
Yeah. Good. So if you'd like to actually ask a question, you can do that. Because we do ask. We even ask the dumb ones.
Yeah, you
we
ask.
We really do.
You ask some of the dumb ones that are asked all the time.
Right. So not saying you're dumb, but some of the questions are dumb.
Like, how are you doing? That's inevitable.
Right.
That's like an icebreaker.
That's usually off the air when he walks in and I say, dude, what's up? How are you? How have you been?
And then he explains how he's been and you don't want to ask it on air because he's like, right. I think we just talked about this.
Well, it's funny because usually if I know the person, we have to do the same save it for radio thing because we start talking, and then I'm like, wait, save it for radio because it's boring to me to re-ask you what I just talked to you about off the air. So
you're kind of like hindering friendships, I think, by doing that.
I can't help it. I don't want to have the same conversation twice. So it's a little awkward when people come in and I'm like, hey, can you just sit over there? Don't talk to me. I know I haven't seen you in 3 years. I love you too. Sit over there. I don't want to talk to you until you're on the air because I don't want to ruin anything.
And then you put on your headphones and disappear into radio land.
I do.
And then you invite them in the room and it's awkward. They're like, hey, you kind of just dissed me.
Hey, you just super dissed me right before we went on the air. So
yeah,
kind of odd.
Yeah, you know what? I've noticed it. So.
Yeah, that's how I do.
You just did it to me now. Don't talk.
Okay. Save for radio.
Okay.
Save for radio. Yeah. I do that all the time because then it's genuine on the air.
Yeah, we're not acting.
Yeah. I don't care.
I want to practice my acting skills.
Acting skills? There's no acting in radio.
Oh, well, if you tell the story once and then you tell it again.
That just means you're a better storyteller than me.
Oh,
because
I'm
suck at that. That's why it's like, I already told the story one way and it's going to sound completely different on the air.
You know what? I do the same thing. I'll tell Kelly and Kelly will be like, oh, tell so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, well, this is what happened. This is what happened. And then he'll be like, no, this is what happened. And he'll retell for me.
In the fun way?
Yeah.
Dude, Relicus, local artist from Santa Fe, on the airwaves right now. And we've been supporting a lot of local talent here. I'm excited.
Yeah, I heard him on the radio yesterday. I was like, wow. Yeah.
I saw him at Sunrise Service from far. I was like, Relicus! I love that dude. And so speaking of local artists, I just wanted to mention Battle of the Bands is coming up. And just announced, Spoken is actually going to be playing the showcase with the artists. So, yeah. Not only are you going to get to do like a super awesome throwdown Battle of the Band style, Spoken's already going to be there as well. They're going to be playing a show, and they're going to be judges for the Battle of the Bands and coaches and everything else. And so
cool. Dude, you know, as a telephone engineer, I'm up there getting all of the phone calls. I've gotten quite a few phone calls about this, Battle of the Bands. It seems like it's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be pretty big. We've already had some really, really, really good people submit some stuff. So I'm pretty excited, and
I was stoked. So if you're not good, don't even bother?
Yeah, no, that's just not kidding. True at all. And just because Spoken's playing doesn't mean you have to be all like, yeah, I'm blah, 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 loud. We don't need that. We got plenty of that.
Got some folk. We can get some folk bands.
We've got some interesting selections already that I'm like, dude, way to bring it.
That's exciting.
So, I don't care if you're country. Bring it. So if it's good, it's good. It's like The Voice. We don't care. We don't care your style.
Oh, you guys should get those chairs.
Where we spin around.
If you like hit the button.
That's a good idea, actually.
Or maybe you should just get blindfolds.
Maybe we can get CeeLo Green out here to celebrity guest judge with us.
That would make everything better.
Yeah, so Spoken's going to be here along with our others that I will not say yet. But we're going to have some fun celebrity judges, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. Battle of the Bands is June 8th, and your deadline to get your song submissions in is May 11th. So get them in now. I'm calling out on everybody. Relicus, our boy Elucent up in Santa Fe as well. We've got some really good local hip-hop going on. So those could be artist submissions as well.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be rock to win this thing. As long as it's creative, as long as the content doesn't suck, as long as it's good. I don't care. We don't care about quality. As long as on the stage you rep well and it's good quality live.
You know, I like the rock bands that we get in there, but I really do want to see different genres.
Yeah, me too.
I want to know that Albuquerque has more than just you know,
Screamo. That's pretty much what's been coming out of here, which is not a bad thing. But
so 2006.
We want your submissions now. MyStaticRadio.com. You can get your artist submissions in. And Battle of the Bands is going down June 8th along with Spoken Now. And so I'm stoked. It's going to be amazing. Speaking of local artists, I want to play this Relicus because we do. We play Locals Rule.
Yeah, I heard him yesterday just randomly.
I like it.
It was good.
Yeah, so check it out. MyStaticRadio.com. You can get your submissions in for Battle of the Bands and under the Locals Rule tab. And you never know. We just may play your track like we're doing right here. It's Relicus, Static Radio. It's part of who I am. Relicus, I am. Well, Relicus, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. It is Thursday.
It is.
Steve-O and Michelle in studio this morning. And, yeah, we were just talking about Locals Rule, Relicus, local artist to Santa Fe, and submitted his stuff. And we're playing it. Because it's good.
Yes, because it's good.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Also, want to remind you guys, Battle of the Bands coming up June 8th. Get your submissions in right now. Entry deadline is May 11th, because we do need to take time to judge all these, because we've gotten a lot of submissions already, and I'm excited.
How many people are you choosing? How many submissions are you choosing?
Well, Michelle, thanks for putting me on the spot. Yeah. I have no idea. I wish I knew that answer.
Sorry about that.
The top 10 finalists, I don't know. Just depends.
It could last a while.
It could. It's going to be good. And Spoken is going to be there for the big event, and they're going to be helping us judge.
With some other celebrities?
Right. We're going to be judging you. And not just on like the clothes you wear or the stupid things you say, but your music. I'm just kidding.
And dance moves. Are we going to have a specific...
Dance moves?
Yeah, like choreography?
I doubt it. I've been watching The Voice lately, and like I've noticed all of CeeLo's team, they have like pyrotechnics, and it's like a show. And, yeah, I have no idea what that has to do with anything.
That has... Okay, maybe you'll be looking for pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics, yeah, are a plus. No, not at all. Could you imagine? If you're a local band and you've got, like, LED screens and pyrotechnics, you probably don't need to enter the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
You're probably doing okay.
What if they just lit off fireworks inside the Lobo Theater?
Yeah. Probably not smart. I don't know. Hello, welcome to Static.
Hey, what's up, Steve-O? It's Anthony Nappy.
Anthony Nappy! What is up, bro?
No, I just wanted to say good morning, and it was really nice meeting you at Rise Up.
Yeah, Roman, dude.
Roman really liked it. Yeah. He's still kind of shy. He's like, oh, Steve-O's too cool.
Whatever,
I can't
man.
Say hi.
Dude, it was really good meeting you at Sunrise Service.
Yeah,
right. How's the car, bro?
Oh, it's fine. I'm going to get it painted. I was kind of like pushing it off. I wanted to paint it anyway. And
there you go.
See, there you go.
There it is. Went to Sunrise Service, and now you get to repaint your car.
Yeah, I know. What a deal, right?
There it is. What a deal. What a deal. All right,
well,
man.
Right on. Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Anthony Nappy, everybody.
What happened to his car?
Dude drove all the way from, like, Taos for Sunrise Service.
That's dedication.
And on the way in, people, unfortunately, drive like, like New Mexico people.
Okay.
That's the nicest way I can say it. And unfortunately, somebody slammed into the back of him on the, like, off-ramp going to Sunrise Service. Because, you know, if you're late, you're not going to see Jesus.
Or you're going to miss so much. Everybody's got, like, great seats there, so.
Can I talk about something that drives me insane?
Is it about drivers?
It's about saving seats for church.
Oh, all right? Please.
It's about needing to get there 7 hours early because you have to sit in this specific seat as if the Holy Spirit can't move in another seat for you. And so, yeah. So I was talking to Nappy that morning, and I was like, really? And it was he was really, obviously, he's very laid back.
Yeah. He didn't seem to care much about that.
It's cool, man. I was just coming down for sunrise service. And, you know, the people that slammed into him were also coming for sunrise service.
Right.
But it was like totally different mindset. They were obviously in a hurry.
And
he was just like, going along, man. Just got to get there, bro. And so it just drives me crazy because it's like, dude, it's okay. I promise. Skip sounds exactly the same
in
that seat or that seat or that seat. You know what I mean?
So. I hate seat saving. They have a.
I'm not just talking about here. I'm talking about anywhere.
Everywhere.
I just don't get it.
They have a rule on certain days that you can't save seats until a certain time. And
it's like a line, like Disneyland.
I kid you not. It's not a line. It's like a crowd of people at four. They like
it's like a mob.
Walk really quickly.
Crucify him.
Yeah, exactly. They walk really quickly. If you go in before four, they're like, oh, you're not allowed to save seats. I'm like, I'm going through to check the mail.
I work here.
Yeah, exactly. But the craziest time I saw was when we had a dance production go on. Ooh. People ran.
Yeah, but that's a special event. So, I mean, I would trample everybody else to get good seats for that.
For their kids.
Yeah.
Taking pictures. Oh, my gosh. But it drives me nuts. I'm like, we should not do that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I told my pastor, here's the deal. We've got a, you know, our sanctuary seat's about, I guess it's like 350, something like that, you know? And we have all the seats are stackable. So I said, what we need to start doing is putting them all up and stacking them in the back. And as they walk in the door, we hand them their seat. And they have
that.
To bring it up and connect it to the seat next to them to where everybody has to like sit in the front. And then you never know where you're going to sit. So you can't be like, well, this is my seat. Of course, I say that. I sit in the same seat every single Sunday.
But would you be opposed to changing seats?
No, not at all.
I just think that'd be great.
I get there early for worship practice, and so usually I'm sitting up like near the front because I'm there really early, and so I just set my stuff down. But yeah,
it's annoying.
It is. You know what else is annoying? Driving and eating.
Are you an eater?
What do you do? Oh, see, I can already tell you're about to be busted.
No, I don't really eat that much.
Okay.
If I decide, I don't usually eat out. If I decide to stop at McDonald's or something and be like, hey, I want to eat this, some fries, I will eat while I'm driving, but it's not like a big burrito that's going to fall out.
Sinner!
Ah. Oh.
Okay, check it out. Time to put down that McGriddle and get the hands on the wheel. According to a new study, driving while eating caused people to have slower reaction times than texters, people who talked on the phone, or even drunk drivers.
Why is that worse than drunk driving?
I have no idea. I guess because you're focused so much on your yummy goodness in your hand that you're not paying attention at all.
I think this is a case of not being able to multitask.
You're not supposed to be multitasking in the car.
Well, I have a hard time even when I have friends in the car and I'm talking. Mm. I lose sense of where I'm going. Like, all of a sudden I'll pass the exit that I'm supposed to get off at or the turn just stopping. Just kidding. I don't know how to forget.
Stopping.
No, I do get sidetracked because I'm talking to them or they're talking to me and it's something intense. So that can be a problem for me, but not usually eating since I'm doing it mindlessly.
Yeah. Well, apparently, believe it or not, a new study found that eating while driving is more dangerous than all of the other things that we think are dangerous. Like I said, texting, talking, or being drunk and driving. The study found people who ate while they're driving had 44% slower reaction times than normal. Texting caused about 37.4% slower reaction times. Love Drug, song called Thieving, right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the show. And, Hey, buddy, what's up?
Traffic.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're going to do it.
What?
Because we're going to...
This is going to be interesting. I'm trying to read this.
You're out of your cave, man! Get back to your hole! Go to your hole! Yeah, so anyways, I just yelled at my boss. I'm probably going to get a talking to later.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, great. Let's do this.
It looks like westbound Alameda at the railroad tracks there's construction.
Okay.
And then westbound at Central between Louisiana and California, there is traffic.
There's traffic?
I mean construction. I don't know how to do this. I thought westbound meant like something. I don't know.
Further seems forever. Hide nothing. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
I just got shocked.
You did?
Yeah. Put my feet on the ground.
Steve-O, Michelle, and Billiam.
Yes.
I should just start calling the show like Steve-O and Friends.
You could.
Steve-O and Friends, good morning. Welcome. Wasn't there like a Spider-Man and Friends cartoon? And it was awesome, and it was like Spider-Man and his friends.
Was there, Will?
So I could wear like spandex and all the promo pictures. And like
that is against the new dress code.
Yes.
That actually is, which I just signed this week. And I'm already breaking it this morning because I didn't take a shower before work because I was late.
Wait, that
proper
was in it?
Proper hygiene.
Yeah,
yes,
proper hygiene, bro. We have to start like taking showers and stuff.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Looks like Will is also breaking all the rules.
Yeah. So we've been talking about stupidest thing you've done while driving or craziest thing you've done while driving. And we got a ton of comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What are some of the comments? Let's wrap this bad boy up.
TJ says slept.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody.
Who hasn't?
I know, while driving. No, but no one else was involved. Just him and his Jeep.
Oh.
Which is no longer there. It says Keshia.
Okay.
Did my homework. Dumb choice. She couldn't even understand her own handwriting.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, trying to drive and write does not work out.
Esther apparently has eaten because she said she closed her eyes to pray for a meal and then remembered that she was driving.
I've done that before. I have done that before when driving, and especially in the morning, because usually that's like my quiet time where I'm praying is on my. I got like a 20-minute drive, you know what I mean? So it's usually like no radio, no nothing. That's my. I'm just talking with God, and there have been multiple times, mostly probably because it's early, early, early in the
Raise
morning,
your
and
hands.
I'm tired. I've never raised my hands. But I have like bowed my head and started praying and then realized, dude, I'm on the road. So yeah, I've done that a few times.
Tyler accidentally jumped his car off a large pile of gravel.
What?
Accidentally. At least it was an accident.
Dude, yeah.
Let's see. Cindy, oh good. Cindy, thank you. Running late and putting on mascara while passing a state trooper, but then he put on a siren.
Dude, I've had that many times where it's like the boop, boop. Hey.
It's a warning.
Yeah, here's your warning.
Pay attention.
Because I'm too busy to actually pull you over and or I'm being nice right now, but yeah.
Taped my Joshua says taped my iPod to my steering wheel and watched The Hunt for Red October on my way to Las Cruces.
Man, I think that wins.
That's awesome.
No, that's awful. Wow. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. Probably not the best things in the world to be doing while driving.
That always made me wonder, like those fancy CD players or radios that have the screen that pops out that you can watch stuff on. Clay's here. Clay Schroff,
hey,
everybody.
Clay Schroff.
And how do you not just stare at that and kill yourself every time you're driving?
I don't know. Looks like Chris has a story, and I haven't read it, so.
Go for
here
it.
We go.
Here we go.
The craziest stupid thing he's done. It says, or Chris is a girl, maybe.
Destiny.
Oh, okay. I
so
get it.
So it's
Chris
like the husband-wife Facebook thing where they confuse you because you don't know which one's talking.
Okay, I'll just read it word for word. The craziest stupid thing I've seen my husband do is, first let me say this was before he was saved. He was quite the temper. He hated being cut off. So one day, this guy cut him off. He drives up in front of him, turns his car to cut off traffic, gets out and walks up to their car to confront them. Oh my gosh. He's lucky no one ever pulled a gun on him. Another time, I was in the car with him and another guy cut him off. So he was yelling out the window while following this guy down the road. Oh my gosh. The guy was so scared that he was running red lights to get away from my husband. So embarrassing. And to wrap it all up, I'm so happy that God changed him from being that crazy dude.
Yeah, dude. Wow. Talking about the craziest things or stupidest things you've ever done while driving. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Steve-O?
What up?
Well, I have two stories.
Okay.
Okay, once while I was in high school, me and a buddy, we were messing around. I had a Honda Civic at the time, like little two-door coupe. And there's a dead man's curve in Artesia. It's out in the country somewhere. And we were like, dude, let's see how fast we can go around this curve.
Oh, man.
No.
I drifted the corner at 95.
Wow, dude.
Like Tokyo Drift status.
Act a fool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was scary. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And then another time, we were coming back from Albuquerque because me and a buddy had done a like short internship at Copper Point. And we were coming from from Albuquerque to Portales.
Uh-huh.
And there was a huge thunderstorm, lightning everywhere. And so we decided, because his lights were kind of working, that we were just going to turn them off. And the lightning literally lit the entire way back to Portales.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We've got Clay Schroff coming up from the Aspen Project. And, yeah, we've been talking about craziest thing you've ever done while driving, which actually one of these crazy things leads to an arrest. And we'll talk about that here in just a few minutes as well. We got Michelle. We've got Billiam. I'm Steve-O. This is, the show. I was going to call it something that I haven't said in a while. I don't even know what I should be calling it now. Steve-O and the Brobots.
There you go.
Steve-O and Friends.
Friends sounds like a kid show.
Oh, man, it's the Steve, but that sounds too much like my old show.
Yeah.
And sometimes I almost say the other one, so yeah. I don't care.
Oh, man.
Hey.
It's the Steve. Hey, everybody. So, yeah, and of course, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, Aaron Gillespie in studio. And I'm really excited about that. If you have ever wanted to ask that dude a question, now is your chance. The listener lightning round coming up with Aaron Gillespie in the 9 o'clock hour. Get your questions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll be right back. Science fiction here on Static Radio. Good morning. Yeah. It's Thursday. It's been a weird day, Mish.
It has.
It's kind of interesting.
Are you okay?
Yeah, Aaron Gillespie going to be on the show coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You can get your questions in now for the listener lightning round. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. I'm sleepy.
Go get another coffee.
I got a text at like midnight from the guy saying, we're going to be in the studio tomorrow. I said, sweet, it's midnight. I get up in 4 hours.
That's depressing. That really is.
So, in studio to my left, Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. What up?
Good morning.
How are you, man?
Doing awesome.
You're doing awesome?
I am.
Are those not working or what?
No, but that's cool. It just cut out on me. It's probably because I backed into something.
Yeah, you're probably tweaking it a little with your chair and whatnot. So, Clay Schroff, Aspen Project, and normally you're in the 8 o'clock hour, but you have something very important to be to this morning. So,
you know, we're going to a seminar that is specifically addressing human trafficking.
Right.
And especially here in New Mexico, what a hub. The average girl going into sex trafficking is 13 years old, so it's quite a blow.
I had no idea until this year about any of this. Our dear friend Tish Goff.
That's who we're going with.
Yeah. She's kind of brought the awareness to me and to our listeners. And wow. I had no clue. I saw the movie Taken and I was like, dude, that sucks. That's crazy that happens in weird countries. And it's like, actually, that's happening right here.
And it's G-rated. That was a G-rated series. It's horrible.
Yeah. So, wow. So you're going to be doing that this morning. And, of course, AspenProject.org, what you do regularly, bringing kids to, man. Well,
and bringing those, you know, a lot of those girls are being put into the detention centers and things like that. And after they get out, we need to find homes and mentorship programs for them. And that's really what we're concentrating on now.
Yeah.
That's how the Aspen Project plugs in with Five Stones International and with LifeQuest. So, you know, there's a lot of listeners out there that just go, that are just sailing through this life. And this is what I would encourage you to do. Stop it! Because God has called you to do so much more. And it may not be foster. It may not be adopt. It may not be mentor a youth that needs your help, but probably, you know, God calls us to care for the fatherless in all realms.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean we have new widows. When it says to care for the widows and the orphans, in today's society, we have a lot of widows that have been left or abandoned by husbands.
Right.
Young mothers, single mothers, that we need to come alongside too. So I just encourage the listeners right now to really think about, God doesn't promise that we're going to be comfortable in this life.
Yeah.
You know, there's a part of me that really doesn't want to go hear about, you know, these young ladies that have been taken into this trafficking. But God doesn't call me to be comfortable.
Right.
So I just encourage the listeners right now to make a stand, to do something, to step out of your comfort zone. It's not about you. You got to die to yourself today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We'll link Aspen Project and Five Stones.
Which awesome.
Is, you know, that's what Tish has been a part of for some time now, right?
You know, we've all got together and it's Unite.
Okay.
It's the, so it's us, Five Stones International, and then also LifeQuest.
Okay.
Because we all have the same, our final goal is
the
to get these kids to heaven.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's raise these kids up. Let's repair them on an earthly sense so that they can see their heavenly father.
Yeah,
so
meet a way that physical they can get saved. Need.
Right.
I mean, that's what Jesus was all about, meeting that physical need. And then, hey, check it out. Here's the spiritual need that you obviously need to have fulfilled. So, but it wasn't just like, repent because you're going to hell.
No, and we got to take these people where they're at.
Right. Absolutely. So, AspenProject.org, obviously, is the website, or 410-4460 if they'd like to personally contact you.
Just right? Call me.
Yeah, 410-4460.
Facebook us.
Yeah. There's many ways, and there's no excuse why you shouldn't have some knowledge.
Don't do it while you're driving.
Do not do it while you're driving.
You know, the craziest thing Will has ever done, and he's ashamed to admit it, is he has checked his oil while driving.
Stop it! Wow.
I would be impressed with that one.
Yeah, that would be quite impressive. So, yeah, dude, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll post the links for the Aspen Project, for Five Stones. And, wow, you guys, yeah, doing so many. I know you got it. You're like in, you're out. You got to get out of here and get on to the awesome conference that you're going to be doing.
Hey, real quick, we're doing a trip to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
We do an out-of-country work with kids in another country, and here's what we got going. My wife went to Costa Rica last year with the high school kids, and to make a long story very short, so they have this skate, like actual skate arena,
mm-hmm.
where they went out and passed out flyers, were able to talk in the schools. They had over 250 kids come to this and hear the gospel.
Wow.
So this year, we're going back as the Aspen Project, and we're bringing some of the people that went last year, but we're going to have a concert, and the kids there are into the, what do you call it? Techno?
The techno?
The techno?
The electronic, the industrial, the dubstep. There's about 1,000 different electronic types of music.
So if anyone would like to put
rock.
On a concert, we're looking for someone that loves the Lord, loves okay. Jesus Christ,
and
wants to share
sticks.
That love, and loves glow sticks.
Okay.
I'm such the old man.
No, dude, it's true. It's true. I mean, that's kind of what they dance around in the... Yeah, it's kind of...
If anyone's watching, he's everything but the glow sticks, and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of what they do. So, what they do, what those people
what
do.
What those people do.
What those people do. So, yeah, there you go. You can hit us up, facebook.com/mystaticradio, if that's something you would be interested in. Or,
that'd
of course,
awesome.
Call you directly, right? 410-4460.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not doing the interview. You could yeah. really stink, and I'd go, oh, dude, that's really
God,
cool stuff.
That's amazing.
Stuff.
I love it. Sounds great. It's like on a Casio. See, yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
But don't check your Facebook while driving.
Right. Exactly. So, wow. Clay Schroff, the Aspen Project, aspenproject.org, and coming right back, we're going to have Ray Del Toro in studio this morning talking about the weekend coming up, huge weekend, and of course, 9 a.m., we're going to have Aaron Gillespie in studio, and if you would like to get a question in for the listener lightning round, booyah, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right now, a culture shock for you. This one brand new to the Static Airwaves.
Yeah, dude.
One of my personal favorites, Billiam, our music director. You, this one got going yesterday.
Yeah, I just threw this one in yesterday. I've listened to this band for a long time,
yeah.
And finally this song just hit me. I was like, oh wow, that would
yeah.
be an awesome culture shock.
Yeah.
So I wanted to throw it in, see what the listeners would think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. There you go, mystaticradio.com. A graceful, the great I am right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Steve-O and Friends.
Yeah, I like that.
Another exciting episode of Steve-O and Friends.
It's like a PBS show.
Yeah, I know, dude. I need to get like a crazy voice guy to do that. We'll call it Steve-O and Friends. I don't know. Whatever. Wasn't it Barney and Friends?
Barney and Friends?
Yeah, heck with that. Never mind.
I don't know, dude. I blocked that out of my mind.
Right. To my right, Billiam. You can normally catch him 2 to 6 Monday through Friday on Cruise Control, hanging with me this morning. And to my left, Ray Del Toro.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Applause.
Yeah. That's how we do.
It's really early. I don't know why you get up this early.
Why I get up this early?
Well,
that's why I get paid the big bucks.
Like, you can be alive in the morning, but
dude,
to speak and to converse and to actually think and stuff.
Let me just put that in your brain right now, okay?
Wow.
$7.50 an hour. All right? It's worth it.
That's awesome. Praise the Lord for minimum wage.
Yeah! Is it up to $7.50?
I think that's what it is.
Oh, is it?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Unless you wait tables, then your life is over.
It's like horrible.
$3 yeah,
it's like
an hour or
something.
However, I was just reading an article that talked about the most in-shape job. Number one on the list was waiters.
No way.
Constantly moving and going. The bottom of the list, about like the laziest or the least fit...
Was radio
people. It was not. I'm standing. Come on. I stand the whole show most times.
You were sitting when I got here.
I was sitting. But I think that's partially why I was so... Because when you sit, you're just kind of like, hey, bro, how's it going? Chilling.
Sorry, I'll stand.
No, I'm just kidding. You guys don't understand.
Right now.
I'm staying seated.
No, dude. In fact, we need to call this person anyways because she left the show because she had to go do her real job. But can you imagine what the least fit job is?
Hello.
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 Hi, front desk receptionist.
Hey.
Hey, were you on the morning show this morning?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's been good.
Yeah, we were just talking about the most fit jobs versus the least fit jobs, and on the list, like lowest ranked for most fit jobs would be front desk receptionist, and that's a true story.
Oh, that sounds
apparently,
about right.
You're going to die at 35. So
I live a few more years.
Stop eating frontier rolls because that contributes to death.
Gross. No, I have to get up and do stretches in the lobby because I sit here for way too long.
I know.
It's not okay.
I'm telling you. It's not even me. It was a national survey. Number one was waiters. They're the most fit and at the bottom of the list.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
It would be your job.
Because
you just kind of sit there and Facebook all day.
Yeah, right. I don't even have a Facebook.
I'm just kidding. Speaking of, did you get the new policies and procedures manual that was handed out this week that included social media and whatnot?
Yes.
Just want to make sure you saw and signed that because you have a lot of time in front of that computer.
I know.
Wouldn't want you to lose your job.
I know. So, what do I do? I don't know. Can I read a book?
I don't know. So just want to make sure you're on top of your game.
You should work. You shouldn't read a book.
This is true.
Thank you for checking in on me.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll just answer the phones and greet people really well.
Sweet.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. Michelle, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, I tried this new Red Bull product this morning.
Oh, to try and get you up? Or
total
what?
Total Zero, it's called. Oh. No carbs, no sugar, no calories. Just tastes like vitamin, caffeine,
gross,
water.
Dude. So it's like liquid Flintstones, kids?
It literally, I promise I was just going to say that. It tasted like I was drinking somebody who just, like, something that was like Flintstone vitamin dissolved in water.
Ugh.
And it was like lightly carbonated, so it was even more disgusting.
Really awful.
And I'll never do it again. In fact, I'm going to write them a letter and ask for my $2.90 back.
Right, that's why it woke you up, because you were like, well,
is it the caffeine, or am I just that disgusted right
now?
Yeah,
exactly. Hello, welcome to Static.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah?
The front desk receptionist sits in front of a computer, answers the phone, and greets people all day?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you think your job is different than that?
Oh!
Thank you.
Called out!
That was beautiful.
Wow. 505-338-3700.
How do you feel about yourself right
anymore.
Now?
I don't want to play anymore. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Thank you. Thank you, person. Just want to point that out. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? At least I'm actually doing a job while I'm on the radio. You're actually calling the radio station because all you're doing is listening to radio.
No, I'm putting stamps on postcards right now. Thank you.
You do a wonderful job, Michelle, and we are very thankful and stoked to have you a part
of
this
team. Is Michelle?
You're incredible. Yeah. I just knew because the hotline started ringing. I'm like, ooh, I know that's either going to be Michelle or
quickly.
Michelle. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Bye.
Hi, bye. She's got a real job to do. She can't be on the phone all day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. We were talking about stupidest things you've done while driving. And we've gotten a slew of comments on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't understand quite what Jesse Goldstein means by jumped out with a gun.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, dude. Rocking that gat tat tat tat.
Jumped out of the moving vehicle with your gun? I don't know. I had a friend actually in high school who, to freak us out, while he was driving us around, he would jump out of the car.
No way.
And I would have to take over the driving. We were only going about 15 miles an hour every time he did it, but he would do it often enough to where I would expect it. And
right.
He would do it to other people, and I'd be like, oh, don't worry about it. I got it. And I'd switch over to the driver's seat.
Wow, dude. Wow. See, he was preparing you for your life of, like, stunt driving in movies.
Exactly.
So, Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I got one.
All right.
20 years ago or so.
Okay. Long ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. I made a left-hand turn and ran a totally stale yellow light.
What?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you've ever done?
It's not over.
Oh, okay. You're a rebel, man.
So, maybe 500 yards in the rearview mirror.
Okay.
The blue and red lights start flashing.
Right.
And I'm like, really? I mean, think about it.
Right.
Right? Like, really?
Yeah.
You saw that from there?
Right.
So, okay, imagine making the left turn, and then on the right-hand side, immediately, there's a McDonald's.
Right.
So, and there's a driveway into the McDonald's. I go past the driveway, turn on the street just past the McDonald's, go in the back way into the McDonald's, and go to park. And as I'm pulling in around the McDonald's, where I can see that driveway that I drove past, he's pulling into the driveway.
Oh.
And I'm like, how did he even see me pull in the back?
Right.
So... I'm there with my wife and kids, and I tell my wife, I said, you know, I'm just going to park and then go in and get some fries like I was going to get fries.
Right.
So, park, get out of the car. By the time I get to the front of the car, he's kind of up near the front of my car, gets out of his car, sir, get back in your car.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And I kind of pretended I didn't hear him. And then I hear, sir, get back in your car. By this time, he has his gun drawn but pointed to the ground.
What? Because you ran a yellow light?
I'm not done.
Okay.
So I went and got back in my car. He turned around, walked over to the side of the McDonald's and does the whole back against the wall with the gun pointed in the air and kind of peeking inside. Someone was robbing the McDonald's.
Wow. Wow.
So I didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, okay. And like a vapor, Stever is gone. Wow, dude. That would be insane. Have you guys ever had a gun pulled on you? I don't know if you should answer that if you have. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
The fact that you both had to just stop and kind of like look up into the left. Yeah. Do I want to talk about this?
Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah.
So Aaron Gillespie's coming in. I'm excited. Yeah. He's redheaded and a drummer and a singer and an awesome guy.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9 o'clock.
And yesterday his day was terrible. I'm sure we'll hear about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, Aaron Gillespie going to be in the 9 o'clock hour. In fact, he's here for the weekend, which we will talk about faux show.
The weekend.
Yes.
That's it. That was cool. 12.
That was really good. You should do the voiceovers for my show.
Never.
Can you say Steve-O and Friends like that?
To Steve-O and Friends.
Dude, come on!
No.
Ray Del Toro, everyone.
It's like a lightning bolt.
I practiced that this morning. Yeah. Actually, no. I didn't.
As you were getting ready, I just bumped my tooth on my mic.
I hurt that.
That hurt.
There's blood everywhere.
Yeah.
If you're watching the
dude, webcam. Man down. Man down. That really hurt. What is going on? I wanted to talk about something. We've been talking about stupidest thing you've done while driving, and I kind of think this one takes the cake. Have you guys ever butt-dialed anyone?
Somebody butt-dialed me last night.
Really?
Yep. His name's Bryant.
Really?
Yeah.
And he butt-dialed you?
He's like, I called him back, and I was like, hey, man, sorry I missed your call. He's like, oh, I totally just butt-dialed you.
Yeah.
And then he has an iPhone, so it's like, are you not wearing underwear? Like, how did that work?
Right.
You have to have touch, like,
yeah, yeah.
Touch screen. Like, what's going on in your pocket, dude?
Skin
like,
on screen contact.
Something's wrong there. So.
Yeah, so we've all dealt with it. Are you the kind person who will hang up right away, or do you listen in for as long as you can?
It depends on who it is.
Exactly.
Well,
right?
unless you're just like, it's like,
right.
I'm hanging up. But if there's like a conversation, it's like,
what are they talking about?
Oh, where's the record button? Like, yeah. I gotta get this on.
There might be something juicy going on in that situation.
Dude, in the worst case or best case of butt dialing in history, Renton police say a series of butt dials to emergency dispatchers actually led to the arrest of one man. A butt dial call was placed on March 14th to Valley Communications, the emergency dispatch center for several South King County law enforcement and fire agencies. And apparently the dispatch center's call receiver got no answer. She tried, and then she heard voices in the background. You know, somebody butt dialed her. And rather than hang up right away, she said, I'm going to listen in on this conversation. Turns out the call, you know, the butt dial, she heard on the other end were people looking for cars to steal. And they were talking about, this is what we're going to do. This is the kind of car we're going to target tonight, guys. This is the kind of property that we're looking for from the cars. The main voice heard on the call belonged to a man who instructed the
Nicholas
driver.
Cage.
Yes, yes, exactly. Gone in 60 seconds. He instructed the driver on how to position the vehicle so he could jump out, jiggle the key, and take the car. So because we, in this day and age, have some really cool technology, apparently, they pinpointed the location of the cell phone call. Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Triangulation.
Yeah. So they responded to a report of the stolen Toyota 4Runner downtown a few hours later. He realized that the theft was related to this 911 call from earlier where they were listening to these dudes who butt dialed them. And needless to say, ran it. Yeah.
It's
how
like,
crazy is that?
You probably were a good criminal, but your phone sucks. You know, like, you may have well been good at stealing whatever you're stealing, but you butt dialed.
Well, here's what I don't get. Normally when I butt dial somebody, it's a friend of mine who I've called recently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always like somebody I talk to regularly, like, oh, dude, sorry, we talked 2 hours ago and you were my last call, so I accidentally butt dialed you. Who accidentally butt dials like an emergency dispatch center? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, needless to say, they were arrested because of these car thefts. And, 44 minutes long was the butt dial call. That's
wow.
how long. Yeah, so they just listened for 44 minutes. Like, okay, apparently they're going left on Sage. Okay, fall. Okay. All right, they just took a ride at Coors. They're on old Coors now. All right, yeah, 44 minutes of a butt dial.
Busted by butt dial.
Busted by butt dial, yeah. So, arrested and taken care of, yeah. So there it is, in the worst case butt dial in history, or best case, depending on what side of the law you're on.
Pretty much.
So there it is. Anyways, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to have Aaron Gillespie in studio this morning in the 9 o'clock hour if you've ever wanted to ask him a question. The listener lightning round, we have some absolutely brilliant questions for him already.
I'm pretty excited for this because Aaron is a pretty witty guy, too.
Yeah.
He's quick, so
he is.
These questions are going to rock this morning.
So we will definitely get to that in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got Billiam here. We've got Ray in studio, Ray Del Toro, and we're definitely going to talk about the weekend coming up.
The weekend.
Yeah, dude, it's this weekend.
It is this weekend.
And it's not just any weekend, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Exactly.
With Aaron Gillespie and Nick Crespo. And
Crespo's going to be here?
He's teaching.
I had no idea.
He's preaching it. Yeah.
Yes!
Well, it was funny because on our flyers it says, with Aaron Gillespie and Nick Crespo. And if you know, Renovate had Aaron like speak a few months ago.
Yeah.
So one of my students was like, so who's singing and who's teaching?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So.
Yeah.
They're we'll tell you about that later, I guess. Yeah, they are.
So,
multi-talented.
Yeah. The weekend coming up this weekend, we'll talk about that. Hello, you're in the air.
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John.
I was thinking about the stupidest thing I ever did was probably in high school.
Okay.
you've heard of a Chinese fire drill, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, no. We did it in a pickup truck while driving down the road.
While driving?
While driving. I would climb out of the driver's side door, get in the back of the pickup bed, go to the other side, to the passenger side, and climb back in. And there'd be three of us in a small Ranger, and we'd each do this until I was back in the driver's seat again.
Wow.
Driving the stick shift, even.
Dude. Unbelievable.
Like, I did a Chinese fire drill by myself. Right. That was the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Dude, thanks for the call. Yeah, stupidest thing you've ever done while driving. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got a ton of comments on that this morning. And yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the weekend. And of course, Aaron Gillespie in studio coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Listener lightning round questions. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got some James Vincent McMorrow. Static Radio. Emery studying politics right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve Owen friends. I'm going to change the name of the morning show every day.
I think that's a good idea.
You know why? Because I can. Because it's my show.
And none of the names so far have been that awesome.
Yeah, they've all kind of sucked, to be completely honest. So maybe we can do that. Help name my morning show.
Whenever we do that, though, we just get, like,
stupid
the worst names ever.
I agree.
No offense, anybody creative out there.
Steve-O and the robots this morning. Got Billiam to my right. Yeah. You can catch him 2 to 6 every single weekday, and he's also our music director. You do a lot here, bro.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, or at least you fake it well.
Yeah.
So,
woo!
Either way. Right on you. To my left, Ray Del Toro, teaching pastor of Vertical Student Ministries.
You got it.
Okay.
Vertical.
There's a lot of V's going around here, let's be honest. So
it's
I'm like,
true.
Velocitertical, Velertical.
Velociraptor-tical. It's confusing.
Dude,
a lot. Not. I get probably an email a week that has nothing to do with me.
Ah.
And then I'm sure AJ does as well. So
yeah.
We're just kind of.
So AJ would be our velocity dude.
He's the velocity guy here.
And you're our vertical dude.
Vertical. And Vertical Velocity are putting on an event this weekend.
And it's mid-high in high school.
Middle school through high school. Even if you're in college, you can still volunteer to help if you want.
You can
do that. We have a lot of room left for that.
All right.
The weekendabq.org, all the information. This is our 11th weekend that we've put on.
Not in a row, but like 11 years in a row.
11 years, yeah.
This is our 11th weekend in a row.
Every weekend is the biggest weekend.
That's what I feel like. I feel like I've been working 11 weekends in a row, so it's all good. But I know, for those that don't know what the weekend is, let's talk about this, because it's like one of the biggest events of the year on this campus.
It's the biggest one we do as a student ministry.
Yeah.
Like, we combine with Vertical Velocity, Renovate Helps, gives us volunteers. We bring in, obviously, a band every year or, you know, an artist, and we're bringing in Aaron Gillespie, obviously, this year.
Yeah.
He'll be in soon. Nick Crespo, who used to be the Vertical youth pastor a couple years ago.
Who is brilliant.
Who's
I love
awesome.
That man. I love him.
Great guy.
Yeah.
He's in Phoenix now.
He's my
with his
favorite
church.
Hipster. He's literally on my list of top 10 hipsters in the universe. He's number one.
Well, he's not so extreme, like,
yes, he is.
Trendy, sceney hipster.
He's
I
got
think.
The skinny jeans, he's got the leather jacket, and he's got the, like, super done parted hair.
But he's been late, like, I don't know. I don't know if
that's
I would say.
That's more of like a hardcore
kind of
kid.
Will.
Really?
Yeah. Hipsters have like beanies
but he's got the
and
beanie.
Big glasses.
He does. He's got the beanie that hangs off
he
his head.
He is rocking the glasses.
And
true.
The glasses. Yeah, you just proved my point. I love him. I love him. He's one of my favorite people
He's like
in
a
the
clean
universe.
Hipster, though.
Because
there's some hipsters out there who are like, dude, you smell and
he's
really not that cool.
He's one you would take him home to your parents.
And it's like, hey, do you like that band? Like, oh, I like their old stuff. And like, you know, just like those guys, you know? And it's like, you don't even know who I'm talking about. You just have that programmed into your vocabulary to just blurt that out when I ask about music. But I don't think that's him. I think he's definitely clean. He's like a primo hipster.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's coming in. He's going to be speaking. We're excited for that, and it's $85 if you haven't signed up yet.
Yeah,
middle school, high school, you get fed, you get four worship sessions with Aaron,
you get spiritually fed by Nick Crespo,
Huh. We have games. If you've ever been to the weekend, or if you haven't, you can go to the website and there's
craziness.
Pictures, craziness, excitement. what's cool is you get out of your comfort zone. You're going to meet new people. You're going to get plugged into the youth group here at Calvary. And then if you want to bring a friend, you can do that.
I love that it's only $85.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole weekend of awesomeness. And for me, you had me at Aaron Gillespie. Like, you didn't even have to keep talking after that.
Aaron Gillespie, four times.
Yeah.
$85.
Absolutely incredible. So. Hello.
Hey, it's Celeste.
Hi, Celeste.
Hey, I'm calling from my other job because I don't know if I'm like going to train wreck what you're talking about.
We're talking about the weekend, and you probably are.
You're going to be a leader for the weekend, Celeste.
I am.
Okay,
I am.
What were you calling it? Don't interrupt. Don't trust me. She only has one train of thought.
It kind of has to do with everything.
Okay, what's up?
I have a redhead question for Aaron Gillespie.
Oh, well, he's not going to be in until 9 o'clock.
This is why you have to ask it for me. And
no,
that's
why you have to Facebook it. You're not special.
Hey,
you're not special.
Yes, I am.
Well, I mean, you're definitely special.
But. Just do me a favor.
From one ginger to the next, what is your question?
Ask him if he knew his wife was the one for him because she's a redhead.
And
ask him if there's hope.
If there's hope for other gingers.
Some lame lovey-dovey question.
That was a really sappy question.
And then he can tell us how they met.
Okay.
It's a beautiful fairy tale that I'm sure.
I guess
do you get your hopes up every time you see a redheaded dude
not
or what?
Really, like, there's not very many of them that are very
but
attractive.
That's
true. That's true.
So, I'm not comment there.
All right.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
thanks.
Thank you, Celeste.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Definitely not asking him that question.
I'll ask him. I'm going to make it awkward. It's going to be great.
Aaron, when did you fall in love?
Hey, when did you know? Was it because she's a ginger as well? I'm going to ask it to give Celeste the hope she needs, apparently. So, she needs it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
There is no hope.
Speaking of Aaron Gillespie, he will be in the 9 o'clock hour. Listener lightning round. We do it every time with every artist we have. And if you would like to ask Aaron Gillespie a question, Facebook.com/mystaticradio. The weekend is happening this weekend. And wow. I can't believe it.
I'm excited.
It's only $85. You can still sign up theweekendabq.org, right?
Or you can come down to Calvary, either way.
Either way.
The website's easy to kind of see. And if you've never heard of it, don't know what we're talking about, you're like, those guys are weird, go to the website. You can watch, you know, videos of past weekends, look at pictures, look at the schedule, see what we're up to. It's awesome.
There it is.
I like the website homepage. It kind of reminds me of, like, High School Musical.
That's kind of what it is. It's called The Weekend on Broadway this year.
Yeah.
And every year we put together, like, this crazy rules video, if you know anything about The Weekend.
Yep.
And it's like a documentary about us trying to get on a Broadway show.
I like it. It's very cool.
Super funny.
TheWeekendABQ.org. You can still sign up. Aaron Gillespie going to be rocking the music. In fact, he'll be in studio in the 9 o'clock hour. Get your questions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll link that to our website so you can check out all the details. Right now, The Glass Ocean, Men Weren't Meant to Fly. Static Radio. The Glass Ocean. Men Weren't Meant to Fly. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and friends.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, man.
I really need a name for this here morning show. I could just call it Steve-O. Be like Rocky, all the Rocky movies. Like, Steve-O. But it's not about me.
No.
So
I really don't think you have enough personal material to support a morning show for indefinitely.
True story. But I do have friends who are going to be coming in. Aaron Gillespie coming in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm excited about that because he's here for the weekend.
The weekend.
In fact, we're actually broadcasting live tonight. Aaron Gillespie is throwing it down at Renovate this evening. And Celeste's going to be down there broadcasting live. So don't miss that. Now, we've been talking about the weekend. And it's going down this weekend. Pretty much the biggest event for mid, high, and high school students on this campus.
True. Very true.
Huge event. You guys aren't going to be doing the cinnamon challenge, are you?
No, actually. Oh, wow. What's that?
You haven't heard about the cinnamon challenge?
Okay. No.
Let's talk about this because this is something that has been all up in the news, all up in the media. And if you've never heard of the cinnamon challenge, here it is. It's a YouTube phenomenon. It's a sensation sweeping the nation.
Yeah. I have to hear it. Can you just stop?
Basically, basically what happens is it's where you try and swallow a spoonful of cinnamon. Like a full spoonful of cinnamon, which apparently is virtually impossible. It's caused people to choke. It's caused people to gag. It's caused people to cry. And it's possibly cause people to have breathing problems and asthma attacks. So far this year, poison control centers have gotten 139 calls from the Cinnamon Challenge. Don't do the Cinnamon Challenge. You're not allowed to talk about the games, right? You guys have crazy games.
Well, I can talk about past weekend games. Last year, we were bobbing for, I call it egg drop soup. Actually, Michelle and her husband, Kelly, came out with this game.
Oh, no.
Where it's a kiddie pool full of ramen noodles.
Okay.
And
that doesn't sound so bad.
You have to bob for eggs out of it.
Like raw eggs?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it was called egg drop soup. We've done a game where you had to like slurp soy sauce.
Okay, this doesn't sound bad.
In your mouth while you're running, and I guess that was like the biggest vomiting game that we've ever had.
Wow.
I wasn't there to witness it.
So if you want your kids to throw up, it's only $85.
It's only $85. we play like volleyball with like raw chicken. Or turkeys. Oh. We've done that before.
So basically, if you want your children to have salmonella.
Permanent damage is free over the weekend. That's just kind of like a byproduct.
But what you do.
But this year, our games are going to be more, I would say, a little messy and kind of crazy than gross.
Okay.
Than like disgusting. But it's going to be fun. And you always get to get out of your comfort zone. That's the idea of the weekend is you're sleeping at somebody else's house. You're with people you may or may not know. You're playing crazy games. You're listening to some redheaded dude screaming and banging his drums.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm out of my norm here. And then while you're out of your norm, we present the gospel in a way that maybe a student hasn't heard it before, the truth about Jesus. And then they're like, okay, I get it. And then you can get plugged in and that comfort zone, you know, those walls and those barriers are broken down. And I know I was in sixth grade for the very first weekend, so I just dated myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm young.
The very first weekend
I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, this is weird. Like, why do I have to dress up like this? Why, you know?
Oh, right.
And by the end of the weekend, I had best friends.
Yep.
You know, it was like, I know you guys. I've seen you throw up, man. You swallowed a goldfish, a live goldfish. And now I work with some of those guys.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's an awesome weekend. It's one of my favorites. I'm excited. I will be up late, up early. We're going to have a lot of fun. Aaron Gillespie, Nick Crespo.
Yeah.
Lots of games. And
it's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, $85, and you can check out all the details. Actually, we posted them at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can just directly go to theweekendabq.org. And, of course, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Aaron Gillespie is going to be joining us. Get your listener lightning round questions in right now. We got to take a quick break, but on the way back, some old school under oaths featuring our dear friend Aaron. Right after this, Static Radio.
Nowadays, just about anyone can...
Reinventing your exit right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
People have really weird
ideas. I can't help but giggle, man. It's about 6 before the 9 o'clock hour. Steve-O and friends.
We need like a...
The name of the day for the morning show.
A child theme song like tune to go behind the Steve-O and friends.
I can continue to call it, oh man, it's the Steve. It's just weird. All right, so...
We're ready for change.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Aaron Gillespie in studio this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. Get your questions in now for the listener lightning round. I want to applaud everyone who so far has decided to send in a listener lightning round question for Aaron Gillespie. They don't suck. Like, normally we get to like, how's your day? So what's it like being a drummer?
Why are you so cool?
Why is your band so amazing? It's like, really, bro? You have a chance to ask Aaron Gillespie a question, and that's the best you've come up with. So I applaud everyone this morning because we've got some fantastic listener lightning round questions, and we will definitely get those. Also in studio this morning, Ray Del Toro.
Hello, friends. I'm one of Steve-O's friends, actually.
Yeah, Vertical Student Ministries. This weekend, the big weekend.
Ironically, theweekendabq.org.
I was actually just reading an article from The Atlantic, and the title is your job killing you? And so we need to discuss some things because you have like 3 hours of sleep during the weekend.
If that. Mm-hmm.
You're working ridiculous hours.
Yes.
You're doing insane things.
Yes.
Aaron Gillespie is punching you in the face with music.
Five times. Four
Crespo
times.
Is punching you in the soul with wisdom and words from the Lord.
True. Very true.
And, dude, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm excited. It's one of those weekends where you're like, I'm going to hate my life on Monday morning.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Absolutely.
And...
Well, it was like the Easter hangover.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody had that on Monday morning.
I said hangover,
like,
and somebody gave me like a look. And I was like, they're like, how you doing? And it was on Monday morning. And I was like, I'm a little hungover. And I looked, I was like, from Easter? Like, right. Like I'm not really hungover. And
not
then I like
yeah.
Yeah.
I celebrated the resurrection
all night.
Oh man!
Yeah.
So that's how I'll be on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Monday's
the weekend hangover.
Yeah, it's exactly. But
don't
it's
say hungover.
Be so fun.
Just say the weekend hangover. Yeah. I got the weekend hangover, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I feel bad for the kids who have to go to
school
school on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to sleep in, and I'm going to make sure I tweet about it.
Yeah. The weekend
ABQ. And let everyone
ABQ.
Know that I'm sleeping while they're yeah. hating life and listening to their teacher.
WeekendABQ.org is the details for that. Okay. Now here's the thing. I'm going to ask you some of these questions because you're a youth pastor.
It's true.
You guys kill yourselves basically on a regular basis.
No, I don't kill myself.
But the question is your job killing you? According to a new study, we live in a world where things move faster. The hours are longer. Steady jobs are really hard to find. Like, nobody's got that 8 to 5 anymore.
Some people do.
Unless you're me.
But we don't want to talk about that.
I have the 5 to 8.
The 5 to 8.
But now, you know, because of technology, pressures of competing in a global economy, lots of things.
True, true, true.
True. Youth pastors, you guys have crazy jobs.
All the time.
You guys are crazy all the time. I'm sure you get the call at 2 a.m. and it's like, Pastor Ray, I don't know what to do. My friend said this. And I don't even know because she said she was my friend. I can do it.
Well, here's the deal. There's a lot of kids.
The almost, no, I don't, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O. And, dude, lots of robots in the studio with me this morning. Who's taking what mic? Where are you guys going? William, over there. Aaron?
I gotta have the Facebook so we can do this lightning round.
Oh, yeah,
we get
listener lightning. You want to stand or sit?
I'll just go ahead and stand.
Okay. You want some? You got to get headphones because I'm sure we're going to get some crazies calling in because Aaron Gillespie's on the show.
So. I triple dog dare somebody to call.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Dude, what is up, man?
Just the worst flight on planet Earth to get here.
I feel you.
Three flights to get here.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go from Tampa, you know, I live in Florida, so Tampa to Atlanta, Atlanta to ABQ, and I call them, and the Atlanta flight got canceled, so I flew from, listen to this flight plan, Tampa to Minneapolis, Minnesota, to Salt Lake City, Utah.
That's the opposite way.
It is. To Albuquerque, New Mexico. Got here at 10 p.m., left my house in the morning. Then got here to the tune of no baggage.
Ugh. You win. I was doing an event. I got to MC an event a few weeks ago in Nashville and was out there. And on the way back, I got stuck in DFW and ended up buying... This is how long my flight was delayed. I bought The Hunger Games because everybody's like, The Hunger Games!
I did the same thing.
Literally read the entire book waiting for my flight to show up. And so got home about 1 a.m. and had to do the morning show the next morning. And was like, I hate life.
And you got kids too, man.
And I got kids.
Kids
you got kid now.
Kids don't sleep, dude.
Dude, kids do not sleep. Well, see, mine are 6 and 8 now. So they're a little older. They wake themselves up. They can pour their own cereal.
They can turn
on the TV and go, SpongeBob. So it's all good.
My kid gets up in the morning now. He's 5 months old.
Yeah.
But he's really into television. Like, he'll sit and watch television, which is nice. But he gets up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. Yeah. And I let my wife sleep when I'm home because I travel a lot. So I get up with him in the morning and I put him in, you know what a bumbo chair is?
Is that the little bouncy
chair?
No,
a bumbo
chair
just keeps them vertical.
Keeps them upright, right?
It keeps them upright. So I put him on the counter in the morning.
Okay.
My wife's like, why is he on the counter? I'm like, well, he's level with me. I can look
at him. Right, exactly.
So I put him on the counter in the morning and I French press coffee and we just hang out and he watches Caillou on my iPad. My wife comes in and he's always in only a diaper. We live in Florida.
Okay.
You know, and she's like, why is he having clothes on? I'm like, well, first off, it's 90 degrees.
Yeah.
So she's like, why? I'm like, he's just airing out, man. Chill.
Yeah. Totally cool.
Yes.
That's the way dads rock it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So you're a new daddy.
Yeah, 5 months. Baby.
5 months, dude. Totally life changer.
It's great.
Craziness.
It's just a true picture of everything you ever imagined it would be spiritually, emotionally. I love it, man.
Well, it changes it. It really adds another level of depth to the word love.
Like, it really does.
You know
it
what
really
I mean?
Does.
It really
that,
does.
It's that emotion where like you'll do anything.
Yeah.
Truly, you know.
Yeah.
Truly, you're like I'll whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You know, come heck or high water.
Yeah.
Like this is my kid. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah,
on a minorly spiritually serious level, which I never do, but I will for about 8 seconds. Mm. My dad passed away when I was really young.
Right.
And so I never understood the God is your father type thing. I was like, oh, okay, so he leaves
no
when I... Yeah, I had none exa- And so now it's like has helped grow me in that area as well, like father to son to wow, the level and depths that our God loves us as our father, because I would... do anything for my boys.
Blood.
You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever. And that's what's interesting is, like our child, my wife had, we had a lot of scares in utero where they told us all this stuff was going to happen. And,
right.
And the boy was going to have all these problems. And I literally was at this point in my life where I really think a lot of it happened to accelerate my prayer life. I really believe
right,
that.
Right.
But I've never asked God things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I told God I'll stop playing music. No, literally.
You're like bargaining. You're like, dude, come on.
But you know how you do.
You can
like,
have my left arm like, and I'm a drummer.
Pretty
I need
much.
It.
Like whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
I was really, and he came out perfect and it's just, there's nothing like it, man.
So in a few weeks, you're actually going back in the studio.
Yeah.
Can we
actually,
talk about that?
May 7th.
May 7th, you're going back in the studio.
May 7th.
And has that changed your writing in any way? Like, coming up with the new record, obviously?
Yeah, we're doing a new Almost record, and it's about different things than it's ever been, you know? But it's not in a place where it's like, you know, it's not overly, like, emotionally about
being
a father. But, you know, I'm almost 30. I've been married for 5 years. So I'm not writing about things I was when I was 23.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, it's just a different, it's just completely different.
So it's like Blink 182 becomes Angels and Airwaves. Tom DeLonge grows up a little bit.
Well,
so is this what you're saying? You're kind of maturing a little?
I don't know.
I don't know if you could bring Tom DeLonge into a maturity conversation.
Come on, man.
You know what makes me angry when musicians go, you know, man, it's just so mature.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, because then Blink came out with their latest record, and there's absolutely nothing mature.
But I don't understand that whole conversation. Oh, bro,
so mature.
We're so mature. Listen, man, we really, you know, like, we just really been reading books, and we're so mature. What does that mean?
I've been reading The Hunger Games a lot lately.
Gosh, does music have a maturity level?
Have you seen Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah,
you have a
true.
Kid now.
Do we?
You're in the Yo Gabba Gabba scene, right?
Yo Gabba Gabba scares me to death.
It's the greatest show on earth.
Yo Gabba Gabba. Interesting story, Yo Gabba Gabba. We were on tour in Australia with the Almost.
Okay.
And we were in a pool at a hotel, and the Aquabats were on the tour.
Oh, no.
Love them.
So they were in the pool.
All right.
And our guitar player struck up this conversation with the singer, who's the inventor, creator, producer of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Right.
And he starts telling us all about it, and it really is brilliant.
Of course.
Like, and it's brilliant because this guy had kids. He's one of us. He's a musician. Yeah. He travels the world. And he's like, children's television programming is so stupid.
Yeah, it sucks.
And he's like, I'm going to make the best kids show ever.
Yeah.
And he did.
He did. Dude, Biz Markie, Elijah Wood, guest.
Oh, my gosh.
You see, like, Jimmy Eat World and Shiny Toy Guns.
Taking Back
like,
Sunday.
It's amazing.
I keep telling him, I'm like, let me do it. Let me do it. And he's offered it to us a couple times.
Come on!
But it's a big logistical nightmare to do it. It really is.
That's the pinnacle of awesome, though.
It really
is. As a dad, if you can say you've been on Yo Gabba Gabba, you've made it.
When my kid's 3 or 4, I will do Yo Gabba Gabba no matter the cost.
Oh my gosh, dude. That would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got the listener lightning round. Billiam, are you ready to do this?
Aaron, are you ready?
We get some crazy listeners who ask some really insane questions. We have something called the listener lightning round every time we have somebody in studio. And so we've got a ton of questions on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's we're just going to speed through them.
Yeah.
You got this?
Speed. What define speed?
There's no like time period, I guess.
Just the first answer that comes to mind. Just
all right.
Spout it out.
I like
you know?
That. Okay. Are we ready to do this?
All right. Welcome to the listener lightning round with Aaron Gillespie this morning. To our right, Billiam, who's going to be asking the questions.
Please stop talking that way.
I can't help it. It's the listener lightning round.
This is Tarantula.
Yeah.
This is Tarantula, and you're listening to...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So, all right, you ready?
You got to get in the mood.
All right, here we go.
In the mood.
Aaron Gillespie, how did your hair get so luscious? Go.
Lots of interesting foods.
Why are strawberry seeds on the outside of the fruit when there is clearly room for them on the inside?
It's none of your business.
How do you get pumped up before you go on stage?
I don't.
It just is
what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Weirdest fan interaction you've ever had?
Ooh. Dude, feel free. Come on. They're probably listening.
Dig in there. Get some uncomfortable.
I signed an infant once.
What?
Yeah, the whole band, which made me feel really strange. It was like the baby's skin and the marker.
One time,
do we have a couple minutes for you to answer this one?
Absolutely. We have till 10 o'clock. Are you kidding me? Go.
So years ago, this is my favorite fan story. And I hate using the term fan because it makes me feel chintzy, but
right?
years ago, this is 07, we were in Japan with Under Oath and we were on tour, on a 15 country tour, like a festival type tour. And we're in Japan, in Nagoya, Japan, and we're doing a signing and Taking Back Sunday's playing. And during their set, we have this signing, and there's a staircase to the left of the table, signing table, and all the peeps, friends are filing down the staircase, and we finally get to this one guy, and he was one of the last guys, and he's just tweaking out. He's so excited, which is really flattering and
right,
awesome.
Right.
The Japanese people are very, very like respectful in situations like this, but he comes up to the table. This is a true story.
Oh, man.
He strips naked.
What?
Hang on. Completely naked. Completely naked. Just in the buff. And to the left of
Full
Monty. And to the left of the signing table, there's a trash can. One of those trash cans, you push the top and the two doors open, and it's about 12, 13-inch opening. And he crams his body inside of the trash can.
This is real. This is a true story.
I swear... I don't swear, but God is my witness. This is real. This is a true story.
Right, right.
And he crammed himself in this trash can naked, and he gets stuck naked.
Right.
So these three security guards kind of convalesce on this poor, wonderful, excited, naked Japanese teenager.
Right.
And they dig him out of the trash can, and he was stuck. They dig him out of the trash can, and he proceeds through the signing line, calm, naked, gets his stuff signed, and goes on his way.
Wait, you signed it?
Yeah, I mean, what was I going to do? He stuffed himself naked into a trash can. Of course I signed it.
Is that, like, common in Japanese culture?
That's the thing in Japan, in between songs, it's a respect thing. They won't even make a peep.
Really?
No, during songs, like, they'll sing every word, and they'll go crazy. In between songs, they'll go...
It's
like a pin will drop. You can literally, like, you can talk for 45 minutes in between songs and they'll sit and listen.
That's pretty amazing.
It was weird.
Captive audience.
It was weird. Yeah. Next question.
Listener lightning round with Aaron Gillespie.
Oh, man.
Billion, what do we got?
Okay, if you were to be put to death for your faith, given two choices, interesting, I don't know who would choose these, covered from head to toe with blue cheese and thrown into a pit of rabid beavers, or, hang on to that one.
Do beavers enjoy blue cheese?
I think so, yeah.
Apparently.
These are blue cheese brand beavers.
These are vegan beavers. They're called beavers.
No, beavers wouldn't eat cheese because vegans don't eat cheese.
Okay, whatever. I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
I have one friend who's vegan, and that's Ethan Luck, and I have no idea what they eat.
He is vegan.
He is.
Blue cheese rabid beavers or gagged and slowly smothered with green jello. Why green? I don't know.
How would that kill you? Or is it slowly smothered with green jello and then thrown to the beavers?
No, like in a pool, like over your head.
Oh, you're drowning in green jello.
I would go with the jello just because, like, the little bites would be crazy. Right. Can you imagine? Like, on your neck.
It'd be kind of, like, it'd kind of tickle, I bet, a bunch of beavers.
I am absolutely, after the show, we are going to hold a prayer meeting for our listeners. We have the weirdest listeners in the universe.
Yeah, the questions just get stranger.
Worse. All right, we're going to keep going? What do we got?
Can I do this weird, would you rather situation?
You're screening over there.
All right.
Screening.
Don't screen them, just do it, man.
Would you rather sweat mustard? or
what? This is a real question?
Yes.
Or poop out of your mouth?
Poop out of your mouth. keep in mind, stipulation, you wouldn't taste anything and you would be able to maintain clean teeth.
Or there'd be no scent, so crap out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because mustard is, dude, I was in the airport
mustard
the other day
stinks.
And someone left like a hot dog tray at this charging station and there was no trash can for me to throw it out. And I was like gagging back.
What are you talking? Smell. At a ball game, you wouldn't even have to wait in line for like the condiments. You could literally just like sweat mustard onto your hot dog and eat it.
Yeah, but who wants?
I would sweat mustard.
Who would eat
in
that?
A heartbeat?
Oh, he needs some.
I would.
Hey, let me get that for you.
Somebody
it's like
would.
A superpower.
Some finger
out of
mustard.
Your fingertips. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
But mustard, you don't use mustard very often. Think about
it.
Hot dogs, maybe a hamburger. I don't do it on hamburgers.
Dude, I gotta see some of these listener questions. They're insane. I love Alan's. If you were to choke a Smurf, what color would it turn?
Purple.
Purple. See, everybody's
that's
got
the
right answer.
Yeah.
That is Ryan. We had Ryan Clark on the show this week, and that's his answer. Because he's a colors guy, you know, like
arty. He's art guy.
Yeah, he's kind of art guy. Yeah. He said it was obvious because red and blue make purple. So therefore.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Listener lightning round with Aaron Gillespie. Oh, wow. Can we, do you want to do any more of these? We have some weird
I'm not scared,
listeners.
Man. Let me
all right.
It.
Number two for J.D. Mead.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you stop? Well, first of all, he wants to know if you can stop time for 4 hours so he can come here.
I'm going to assume no.
If you could get your hands on an actual working lightsaber, what would be the first thing you'd try to slice in half?
I don't know, because you got to tread lightly with this conversation, because
you well, you don't want to cut people in half.
Well, that would be your first reaction, like,
right.
Like a TSA agent or something. You know what I mean? But, like, you're obviously not going to do that, because we're in ministry and we're smarter than that. I would just, you know, I would get a bunch of my buddies, and we'd just go out and see what made the biggest mess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You could probably slice a car in half with a lightsaber.
You could slice anything in half with a lightsaber.
No, but it'd be fun to cut something that would be just crazy in half.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like, just like fluorescent lights.
Right.
Like, just like the craziest stuff ever that would make the biggest mess. That's what I would probably try to.
I definitely have to ask the question from Katrina. Will you scroll back up? Because she's doing this on purpose. Keep going.
What?
Keep going.
What?
Right there. Okay. Katrina, she, little background. I'd never seen the movie Courageous.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay.
As of this point, I haven't seen it.
And she gave it to me to review, and I gave my review. Don't ever see that movie and tell your honest opinion if you're not a fan, because I thought I was going to be crucified. I really did. I'm not. I wasn't
people
a fan.
Are. It's like a cult.
Dude, it was. So, but her big question was
cult following.
She was being that you're a father. Have you seen the movie Courageous?
No.
Yeah.
No,
it's a great movie for fathers.
Is it?
There's a great message
in
there.
But you're a father and you didn't like it.
Well,
you gave it a bad review. So you're over here selling me on the movie, but you don't like the movie.
Here's what I will say. It had a great message for fathers. It really did.
But you didn't get the message.
The message was solid. I got the message.
You didn't like the package it was
just,
wrapped in.
I did not like the package it was wrapped in. Exactly. There it is.
Right.
There it is.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So don't judge me.
Jeff White wants to know if you'd rather tour with Zombie Elvis or Journey.
Journey's still alive.
Dude, Zombie Elvis would be so much fun.
Zombie Elvis would be sick. Yeah.
It would be so much fun.
And a side note, disclaimer, Jeff also says, my nephew flipped himself in his bumbo seat off the coffee table, so watch out for that.
Wow.
Listen to me, dude. Don't tell me about your childhood, like, fears. Listen, my kid is 20 pounds at 5 months old. He's like an anvil.
And it's mostly head, right? Like, it's mostly noggin.
No,
let's be honest. Yeah, Aaron, I love you, bro. You got a you got a large noggin.
I got a huge head.
You got a huge brain. He doesn't have the.
Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Yes, dude. Cage elephant right there. Culture Shock. Hey, you know why we do Culture Shock? If you don't, get to mystaticradio.com. We want to know your thoughts. Music director to my left, Billiam.
What up?
Welcome to the show. And Culture Shock, just one thing we do here. Art, music, beautiful, subjective.
Yeah, dude.
What does it invoke in you?
Lyrics can be interpreted in so many different ways. So, I mean, one of those, obviously, can be spiritual. So, that's kind of what we're doing with all the comments online. Yeah. You can join in. Give your two cents, what you think songs mean, what they mean to you.
Yeah.
Everything's personalized.
I mean, you can find our whether it's Angels and Airwaves, Blink-182, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, dude.
Say Anything, just added some brand new, whatever it
Rancid,
is.
Rancid. Like anything. You can pull stuff out of anywhere, man.
Yeah, so all the lyrics up there from all those tracks, and get in on the conversation. We really are rocking some Rancid right now.
I love Rancid.
So, there it is. In studio, Aaron Gillespie. And you got something going on tonight. Actually, we're going to be broadcasting live. Our dear, our Ginger, who called in Celeste, she's the one that's actually going to be down there broadcasting live. I'm going to be here running the board.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
You know what, man? I'm going to see you. You're going to be here for like 5 days.
I'm never coming in here again.
I saw I'm going to be here till like 7, and you're not even going to take the stage till like 7:30. So.
I'm literally never coming in this studio again. This is the last time I will ever walk in and see it. Too much.
Way to go. You blew it, man.
Never. Because I know that's not true. I know the love we share, man.
You cannot deny us.
So in studio right now, we have Aaron Gillespie and his beautiful guitar.
It's not beautiful, but it is a guitar.
Yeah, but that means it's used. I've got a Taylor that I don't have a pick guard on because I feel like it mutes it just a touch, and it is like eaten up.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, and people freak out because it's an expensive guitar, and it's like, dude. It's called actually using
it.
I don't
know. It's a tool. It's only a tool. It's only a tool.
Too much call.
So you're going to hit us up with a tasty jam right now, right?
Yeah. In about 2 weeks, I'm leading worship tonight with a Lobo. And I'm just super stoked. I had Worship Record come out last year. And I just had the live component to that come out. Like 3.5 weeks ago, a month ago, and that only is available online or at shows.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a special thing.
You're going to have it tonight?
I will have it tonight. It's the only place you can get a physical copy.
Like that. Okay.
This is actually the first time you'll be able to buy a physical copy in the States.
Wow.
Because it started on a Canadian tour like 2 weeks ago. It was a month long. Anyways, we're doing a new Almost record in 2 weeks. We go in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, May 7th, we go in the studio. So I'm going to play you... a new Almost tune.
Stop it! Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If I can remember the lyrics. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready, man. Aaron Gillespie, brand new Almost track.
This song is actually called Fight Song, so I'm going to make sure I don't have keys on or anything. Here we go. From home, a million from reality. Don't know if the last of my rope is unraveling in front of me. Is there a light up ahead when my head is spinning and I can't see the end? I need a second to breathe, 'cause this ain't how it's gonna be. And I'm falling apart, going back to the start. I'm wearing thin, but it's not over. And I'll kick and I'll scream. I fight till I bleed, 'cause it's not over. You by surprise, but I swear I'm ready to stand. Say everything out, take it like a man. And I'm falling apart, going back to the start. I'm wearing thin, but it's not over. And I'll kick and I'll scream. Fight till I bleed, 'cause it's not over. I'll stay right here, I'll face my fears. I'll fight till the death, there's no white flag here. I'll stay right here, I'll face my fears. I'll fight till the death, there's no white flag here. I'll stay right here, I'll face my fears. I'll fight till the death, there's no white flag here. I'll stay right here.
I'll face my fears. And I'm falling apart, going back to the start. I'm wearing thin, but it's not over. And I kick and I scream, fight till I bleed, 'cause it's not over. Stay right here, I'll face my fears. I fight till the death, there's no white flag here. I'm wearing thin, but it's not over.
Yeah! I'm not going to lie, I think I just peed my pants. I got to be completely honest with you right now.
What do we just say about bad smells in
sorry,
here? They
sorry.
Don't go away.
We just got a new updated policy that says we're not allowed to do things like that. So
like pee
thanks.
Inside.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks, man. I may have just lost my job over a brand new Almost track.
Yeah, thank you for listening, man.
Yeah, world exclusive. Can I say that? It's like the world premiere. Has anybody heard that?
No.
No. No one. Just static radio listeners now.
That's it.
That's it. No one's heard it. Wow. In studio, Aaron Gillespie. Brand new Almost record going in the studio in May.
Can't tell you anything about it.
That's okay. You're like, I'm not allowed to talk about it, but I'm just going to play you the first track that we're going to...
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get terrible emails about that song, but whatever.
Okay. What do you mean? Like from people that are important that wear ties?
Bosses.
Okay. Yeah.
What are they going to do, take away my birthday?
So what I'm going to not do is post the interview this morning, pretend like this never happened.
This never happened.
This was an exclusive. You had to be listening.
Yeah, at least don't post the song for my
not.
Sake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Dude, it's not already on my iPhone. It's not. I'm just kidding. Oh, man. In studio, Aaron Gillespie tonight at the Lobo Theater. We're going to be broadcasting
with us. It's
live.
It's going to be awesome.
Brilliant, brilliant worship. And I'm amped. So, yeah, it's going down tonight, 7:30 at the Lobo Theater. All the details, of course, mystaticradio.com. Right now, some Need to Breathe. A song called The Outsiders. Static Radio.
On the outside, there's more to see.
Need to Breathe, The Outsiders, Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O, Billiam, and Ray Del Toro in studio.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. That just happened.
I was amazed. My mouth was like open. Dude. I'm standing in the back. There's a little drool still left over.
He's right.
He was just giving it.
Yeah. He's still like out there noodling around. I'm kind of like, let's hurry up and finish
the show
so I can
go
listen to Aaron some more.
Yeah. So, anyways,
it's
yeah.
Good.
So
it's
the
good.
Weekend going down this weekend. Aaron Gillespie rocking the worship.
Now I'm excited. Like literally, I'm shaking a little bit.
You were already
thinking,
like, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that guy is going to lay down worship all weekend. If you're in high school or middle school, you're not signed up, or you're rolling your eyes at me right now. Well, shame on you for one.
Yeah.
And number two, go to the weekendabq.org. Sign up today,
it's
or
only
you can come
bucks.
Tonight. $85 worship. With Aaron all weekend.
Yeah.
You got Nick Crespo preaching it up, and you're going to have games, friends. It's going to be amazing. The best weekend of your life, theweekendabq.org.
Yeah, there it is. Weekendabq.org. Right, dude, thanks for coming in the studio this
morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Billiam.
Yeah, dude.
As always, fun day. I can't believe it's already going to be 10 o'clock.
Dude, yeah, we were just talking about this. The show's starting to fly by, it seems like.
Yeah, really is.
It's because there's too many cool things happening at once.
Way too many cool things happening. We got a phone call off the air, actually, from a listener who wanted to tell Aaron that he was the greatest drummer in the world, and also requested an Under Oath song, and she wanted to know his favorite Under Oath song, or if we could play what his pick
right,
for an Under Oath song. So we're going to leave you with that one. And Aaron Gillespie tonight at the Lobo Theater. You can check out details at mystaticradio.com, and of course all weekend long details for the weekend up at our Facebook page as well. Get in here.
Yeah, dude.
This is the big goodbye. So
see you later.
this is the peace out.
Bye.
I was just saying, we got that phone call from a listener who said, "What's Aaron's favorite Under Oath song?" And then
I don't think I have one.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what's really sad about Under Oath songs is like we'd write songs, but we'd never use the real titles on our set list or anything. So
yeah.
I don't know the titles to anything. None of us do. To this day, they still use working titles for songs.
Really?
On the set list. Yeah, oh yeah.
That's pretty cool. So is it like, do you feel like a character maybe from Lost who like got killed off in like the third season? So then after that, like you don't want to watch the rest of the show because you got killed off?
No, man. I You know, I grew up doing that, and God called me to that for a long time, and then he called me away from it. And it's awesome. I mean, you know, they're making music, great music, and I'm making music.
Yeah, and great music.
I can't say that.
I can say that. Thanks, dude.